Cummings, brother and sister, R.S. Lodi, California. May 6, 1908. Dr. Cummings. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. Dear brother and sister Cummings, I thank you for your letter. I have a deep interest in your work in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I am praying for you, and I believe that you will continue to have success. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people shall see his glory. Psalm 97, verse 6. Satan would be pleased to see his plans for the defeat of the work at Paradise Valley succeed. But my brother, the Lord will vindicate the right. I have faith to believe that the Lord will work for Brother Starr. I am praying that a change may come to him, and that he may be led to praise the Lord for deliverance. I am so thankful that you sympathize with this afflicted brother, and that you are doing a good work for his dear children. This brings relief to both father and mother in their affliction. The Lord will bless you for this, and I know that your efforts will not be in vain. Do not fail, nor become discouraged. I came to Lodi to attend the camp meeting, leaving home last Friday morning in company with my son, W.C. White, and Minnie Hawkins, my copyist. Dr. Starr also accompanied us. Sarah McEnterfer and Doris Robinson went on the day before to find a place and to prepare for our coming. We had a trying journey, for although the distance was short, we had to do much waiting at the stations where we changed cars. But I am thankful that no accident or harm of any kind befell us. I feel safe in putting my trust wholly in the Lord. On Sabbath, we had a strange day. In the night, a strong wind began to blow, and this continued through the following day with occasional heavy showers. Elder Haskell spoke in the forenoon, and I in the afternoon. As soon as my discourse was ended, I was hurried into a carriage and taken to my stopping place. I feel a deep interest in this camp meeting. This is a comparatively new settlement, and a good number of our people are making homes here. The homes that are being built are usually one-story cottages, erected with taste and neatness. There is no great display. There is a work to be done in this place. I pray that the Lord will let His Spirit come upon those who are assembled and imbue them for labor. There is a desire on the part of some to establish a normal school at this place. They need a schoolhouse larger than that now occupied by the church school, and it is proper that they should have this. We trust that the Lord will give success to the establishment of His work in this town. We want the name of the Lord to be magnified. We desire so much to see the work of the Lord move forward harmoniously. We are God's peculiar people, chosen of Him and precious. Let us each stand in our lot and place, acting in harmony with the Spirit of God. It has been presented to me that ere long a thorough work will be done for the places surrounding San Diego, which have not yet had the message of warning. But the success of our efforts will always depend upon the purity of our faith. The knowledge we have of the resorts in Southern California lays our people under solemn responsibility to give the truth for this time in clear, distinct lines. Wherever a church is established, the members should feel the responsibility resting upon them to give the warning to souls about them. What a grand work would be done if every man and woman who professes to believe the truth would put forth earnest, untiring efforts to bring the light of truth to those who are in darkness. Supply with leaves from the tree of life those who are perishing for the bread of life.